for analysis of what happened yesterday. But we'll be able to do that tomorrow from 9 o'clock, okay, on the Discourse with Jimmy Jisu, brought to you by MTN tomorrow. We'll be able to look at the implications of what took place yesterday. And with me tomorrow to do that will be Yemi Candid Johnson, S-A-N. So I had to bring him in case we have some legalities, you know, some legalities that we want to look at. So Yemi will be here, and Osa will be joining us from Scotland. Okay, Osa is holidaying, he's enjoying his life. I envy him. He's enjoying his life, he's in Scotland. So we'll be taking him by Skype tomorrow. Because today's program, I said nothing must touch it. That even if I couldn't make it, I would crawl, whatever, to be here. It's a yearly event that I look forward to. Today's Children's Day. And I have children in the studio. Good morning, children.
Morning, sir.
Okay. You have to introduce yourselves one by one. Be patient with the kids. Oh, you know, kids can be... Yes, my darling, what's your name?
My name is Aliyah Adebube Adefoke.
Your name is what?
Aliyah Adefoke.
And your daddy's little princess. That's what is written on your T-shirt. You didn't know? What's your name, sir? Speak into the microphone.
Nathaniel Aki.
Yes, you speak into the...
Joshua Aki.
And you?
Elizabeth Odeyemi.
Elizabeth Odeyemi. What's your name?
Obina Izim.
It's like this when you have children, you know, in the studio, you have to be extremely patient. Obina, can you say it again?
Obina
Izim. Okay, I picked your voice. Very good. And I also have with them Tisha. Tisha, what's your name, Tisha?
Elizabeth Adams.
Tisha, you know you owe me two set ones here. Okay. You're supposed to come for dear Bumi. You didn't show up. We want to have a teacher's perspective about the things of life. Anyway, welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you,
all. We're on Facebook, and we're also on YouTube Live. I mean, so you can actually catch up with what... Now, one of them wants to sing a song, a special song for today, being Children's Day. Is that you? Do you want to clear your voice? You want to drink water before you clean, before you sing the song? Can you sing it now? Okay, Oya, sing it to the mic. Oya, come forward. Yes, go on.
I believe the children of future.
I thought he was the one who was to sing it. You also know it?
The two of them.
Okay. Wait. Okay. Who wants to sing this song? The two of you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. One, two, three, go.
I believe the children are our future.
Yes.
Teach them well and let them lead the way.
Yes.
Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Yes.
Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero.
Yes.
People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone to fulfill my needs. A lonely place to be. So I learned to depend on me. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I'll live as I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity. Because the greatest love of all is happening to me. okay. It is the greatest.
It's a very long song, yes. Oh, yes, you see. I'm sure you can. Okay. Let's clap for you. You did that very well. Auntie Oyinye can't sing. Can you sing?
It's okay.
Why do I keep calling you Oyinye? I get confused. Oyinye is tomorrow. Auntie, it's okay. Do you want to sing? Can you sing? Who is that now? Wait. Okay. You want to sing a song? Okay. Let me tell you, for our listeners, that song particularly, The Greatest, is a George Benson song. And I remember when I heard it when I was in uni. I don't know whether George Benson composed it for the movie The Greatest, but that was the moving part of the movie The Greatest, talking about Muhammad Ali's life, and that was when he knocked Fraser down, was when that song came up. Of course, instead of us to listen to it like that, we were dancing blues with it. So teacher here was lost. What was going through your mind when this song was?
It's a beautiful song. And I like the way he...
Yes, you know, he's quite well, you know. Yes, somebody wanted to say something. My dear, what did you want to say?
Yeah.
You don't want to say anything. Daddy's little princess. How old are you?
7 years.
Speak into the mic, please.
7 years.
Yes, 7 years old. Wow, you're a big girl. What do you want to be when you grow up? Do you want to be a teacher?
Yes, sir.
You want to be a teacher? What do you want to be?
I want to be a teacher.
You want to be a teacher? Why do you want to be a teacher?
I want to be teaching students.
You want to be teaching students? Can you teach Uncle Olamide who just came in? Can you teach him something? Or Auntie Isoken? Can you teach them 1, 2, 3 or ABC or something like that?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay. When we finish, you go and meet Uncle Olamide. You go and teach him. The singer, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I would like to be a doctor.
Really? You want to be giving people injection, eh? Yeah. Joshua, don't put that thing in your eye. I hope you're watching us on YouTube. It's part of the interesting part is getting these kids to sit in one place. Don't touch these microphones, okay? Don't touch them. Right, good. So I was asking, you want to be a doctor?
Yes, sir.
Really? You want to be treating people or just because you want to be giving them injections that will pain them? Why do you want to be a doctor?
I want to be a doctor so I can make better ways to treat people.
Oh, how old are you?
9 years old.
You're nine. Wow. Joshua Ike, what do you want to be when you grow up?
A police.
You want to be police? What?
Arresting people.
Arresting people. That's his brother. That's... Abi, Nathaniel, you are Joshua's brother, Abi. You want to arrest? Why do you want to arrest people?
So everybody can be safe.
Speak into the mic.
So everybody can be safe.
Everybody can be safe. I like that. How old are you?
Six.
Six? And you already know you want to be a policeman. I must take you. Tell your mommy that I want to take you to Uncle Taiwo Lakano. Uncle Taiwo Lakano is a big policeman, big policeman, this big one like that. And what do you want to be when you grow up? You are still young. How old are you? Joshua's brother. What do you want to be?
A firefighter.
A what?
Firefighter.
Pano. Ari? You are... Don't touch that mic. Teacher, make sure it doesn't touch it. Don't touch that mic. You want to be a firefighter? Wow. Why do you want to be a firefighter? You want to put out fire? Okay. Who else haven't I asked now? What's her name?
Did you ask me?
Elizabeth. Ask you. Elizabeth, what do you want? How old are you?
Four.
You're 4 years old.
Also, me, I'm four.
You two, you're four. Okay, yeah, but I'm talking to Elizabeth first. Elizabeth, what do you want to be when you grow up?
A lawyer.
Really? Is your daddy a lawyer?
No.
Is your mommy a lawyer?
No.
Who is your daddy? What does your daddy do?
He goes to work.
I know. I know he goes to work. Does he go to work at night or does he go to work during the day? During the day. He drives a car. He drives his car to work.
No.
Does he wear suits? What does he wear to work? To give us an idea. Does he wear something that looks like uniform? Where does
he wear his shirt and trousers?
Really? He wears his shirt. Does he put a jacket on top of it? Yes. So I'm sure your daddy works in there. He has plenty of money, Abby. Yeah. I'm sure he works in the bank. Teacher, do you know?
He works in the bank.
He works in Zenith Bank. Ah, that's fantastic. Ah, so let him give me a lot of money. I'll be very happy. Okay, it's Children's Day today. Usually I bring them in as young as this so they can have an innocent experience. I could bring the older ones, but it just wouldn't be the same. What I do is I bring the older ones on a separate day, but on Children's Day, I just bring them here to sit down. We'll go have some after that. Shay, you know that when we leave here, we are going down the road to go and have some ice cream. You know that?
Yes.
You know
yes,
that?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Anybody who wants to have ice cream, say I. Those who don't want ice cream, say nay. No, nobody, so you understand.
Uncle Jimmy, am I included? You know I'm also a child. I'm a child of God.
Do I get ice cream? You know, you almost this was a big baby. this is no ice cream for big babies. This
one
is
a big baby. We're all children in this, Uncle Jimmy.
Okay. All right. So we are going to have ice cream. Don't worry, I will pay. Do you think I can pay?
Yes.
Do you think I have money?
No.
Who will then pay? Do you think I have money?
Miss Adams.
Miss Adams will pay. Teacher will pay. Ah, okay. Okay. So today is Children's Day, right?
Yes.
Why can anybody tell me why we have Children's Day? What is Children's Day? Tell me what Children's Day is. Joshua. What is Children's Day? What is Children's Day?
To have fun.
Don't touch it. It's to have fun. That's a four-year-old. He says Children's Day is to have fun. Okay, tell me, what is
Children's Day? Children's Day is about to have fun.
To have fun.
And go somewhere and travel.
And travel. Where are we going to travel to? This place is traveled anyway. If you travel from, where do you live?
Gemade Estate.
So you...
Oh my God.
Gowon Estate. So you came all the way from Gowon Estate. That is traveling. Ah, clap for yourself. Clap for yourself. Good. Okay, you are older now. You are the 9-year-old. So what does Children's Day mean to you?
Children's Day means having fun, going out with your friends and family members.
So what are you going to do later today?
What? With my mom.
You're going to go out with your mom.
Siblings.
And your siblings. Ah, why would you go out? Why would you go out with your mom and not take your dad along?
My dad is not at home.
Where has he gone to?
He has gone to work.
Hey, wait for him to come back now. Hey? Don't leave him. Hey, yeah. Are you going out with your daddy or with your mommy?
No.
Eh?
I'm not going.
Little banker.
I'm not going anywhere.
You're not going nowhere. I'm
not going anywhere.
Joshua, what are you going to do when you leave here, Children's Day? What are you going to do? What do you plan? You're going to
travel.
With your mommy's daddy, brothers and sisters. So, can I come along?
No.
Don't touch that mic.
No.
No. Why don't you want me to come along? Let me come.
Next time that I'm traveling, I'll bring you along.
You take me along. Oh, you tell your daddy so that he can create space for me in his. Is there space in his car?
Yes.
Three spaces. How many spaces?
Three
spaces in his car. His car is very big.
Four.
Four spaces in his car. That's very good.
At the front and the back.
At the front and at the back. Do you know that some cars have another this thing at the back again? Sorry. Some
like
cars.
A school bus.
Like your school boy. So what are you going to do later today, my dear?
I'm going to ShopRite.
You're going to ShopRite? What are you going to do there?
I'm going to buy something there.
You go to buy something? Are you buying the things with your own money?
No.
Do you have money?
No.
Answer me now.
No.
Okay. All right. We have another 3 minutes to go. I don't know whether should we take some calls? Do you think okay, our lines are open, 0700 993 993 993, and I'm sure the woman would love to call in, 465-7190. I think we have a caller already. Good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy. I say hi to the ice cream too.
Good morning, Auntie. The ice
cream. My name is Gloria from Ikorodu.
Hey, you can come from Ikorodu for the ice cream. There's no problem. If you, let me tell you, the shortest route to meet us. This auntie, say good morning to the auntie calling us.
Good morning, auntie.
How are you? You guys gave me goosebumps for the song you sang this morning.
Oh, yes. You can come from Ikorodu. You can take the boat. They have these boats.
Uncle Jimmy, I told you that day I met you that I wouldn't come through the boat. I don't like water.
No, the day I tried to do, when I saw, which day did you tell me? No, I don't know. Who is speaking?
The day I came to receive the Malta Guinness, the lady from Ikorodu.
Gloria. Yes, we've
been that one, the Gbemu.
The one, Gbemu, we've been trying to get in touch with you. We lost your number, so if you can send us your number later, we'll have someone to contact you for. Yes, we've been trying to get in touch with you. Okay, so say hello to Auntie Gloria. Happy Children's Day.
Happy hello, Children's Day, Auntie Gloria. Happy Children's Day.
Thank you, guys. God bless you.
God bless you, Auntie Gloria.
Bye.
Okay, let's take one more call. Our lines are buzzing. Amazing. You want to say something about children? Hello, good morning.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy. Good morning.
Morning.
Happy Children's Day to the children and the students.
Okay, happy Children's Day. We have to take a break. Sorry. This thing will jump on us.
I'll call back.
Yes, we need to take a break. I don't want this machine to jump on us. We'll take a short break and then we'll be right back. Yeah, you welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu, and today is Children's Day, and I have some kids in the house. Let me quickly get their names again. Your name, sir? Oga? Speak into the mic, Baba.
Joshua A.K.
Yes, sir. Your name, ma'am?
Aliyah Adefuke Adebigbe.
Yes, sir. Oga?
Obina Ezeu.
What about that small man who wants to be a fireman?
Nathan A.K.
Also known as Natty Boko.
Elizabeth Odeyemi.
Elizabeth Odeyemi, the daughter of a banker. You don't need to be told that she's the daughter of a banker. She looks well fed and well looked after. And I also have here a teacher. And of course, Mrs. A.K. is also here. Teacher, let me talk to you for a minute. Okay. What are your full names?
Elizabeth Adams Oyarese.
Are you a teacher by profession, or you're a teacher because you couldn't get what people would consider a better job?
By profession, sir. By choice.
So, by choice. So you will always be a teacher?
At some point I might consider doing something else, but teaching will always be a part of me.
So something else could be, maybe at one point you might have your own school.
Yes.
But it will always have to. Did you have this? From when you were very young, you wanted to be a teacher?
I would say when I was about 9, 10, that was when the zeal came to be a teacher.
To be a teacher?
Yes, I was.
But I'm sure even at 9, 10, you knew that teaching, let's be honest with us, doesn't pay financially.
I knew very well, and
like they say, that the reward of teachers is in heaven.
In heaven, yes, sir.
And you're happy with that. How are you going to bypass that?
Well, there's a lot of money in the educational sector if we look at it holistically. So,
do you think that teachers are well treated here, though?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think there should be more. More can be done to teachers.
But if you compare the high fees that are charged in schools and the low salaries that are paid to teachers, How do you recall? I know your proprietress is around, but don't worry, don't look at her. I have a job to do here. If you look at the case of the high fees and then the teachers, or our teachers, do you think they're well remunerated in line with the fees that are paid? Generally.
Generally, I'm not asking particularly about your school. I don't think they are.
You don't think they are, yeah.
There are some schools that are fairer than others,
yes.
So that's where choice comes in. You walk into a school and they don't treat you right. You have the option of walking out. You're not a tree, so.
Yes. So, invariably, as a profession, do people have enough options being teachers? I mean, in law, for example, if you're a lawyer, if you don't like, you know, what's going on, you can set up your own chambers and rough it out. Does it apply to teachers?
Yes, sir. It offers
do you have quite a number of home students now, children who don't go to school and are taught at home?
Since the pandemic, the increase is higher now. We have lots of them who don't want to go to school, coupled with some of the commotions that have happened in recent times
across
certain private schools. So most parents are looking out for good homeschool tutors.
Do you think that we might soon start having online schools or online teaching? We won't call them schools because
it's already upon us at the moment. It's here.
Oh, it's here.
It's here.
So how does it work? If I have a kid who wants to do lesson, for example,
you just need certain online platforms. We have Google Classroom, we have Zoom, and a variety
really?
Of other
for
options.
For the kids?
Yes, sir. At the moment, I have a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old I tutor who they live in the UK, and I teach them from here.
Wait
every
a minute,
day.
Teacher, you get paid in pounds. teacher, you get paid in pounds. So what do you teach them?
Elementary subjects, mainly English, math, and mental reasoning, some verbal reasoning, quantitative.
But it says a lot that a lot of us want to send our kids abroad, and now you have children abroad who get teaching from here. How does that happen?
The parents, they're over there are Nigerians, and they, according to them, comparing the standard they're getting there.
Are you kidding?
Here, they think we do more here. We instill more discipline on our children here, and we get them to work more.
So these kids that are in the UK don't go to school in the UK. You teach them from home.
They go to school and then they.
And then you have this extra lesson.
Yes, sir.
But it's amazing. If anybody else had told me, and I wasn't hearing this on air, it's like the eighth wonder of the world. you know that you have kids. You know, there's this general impression. It's okay that. I'm going to send my kid abroad for better education. Now you have kids who are there. I know one or two people who teach Yoruba classes. That I can understand. Igbo classes, yes. But I didn't know that it had to do with... So you teach them English and maths?
Yes, sir.
So teacher, you're making money. you're making good money.
Sir.
Are they paying you in pounds? Jewo, talk through.
Okay,
the Bemo.
Truthfully.
The Bemo, I talk through.
They don't. We get the Naira equivalent anyway, so I was a bit considerate as well in terms of charges.
So that, and it keeps you busy and it helps your income levels. What is it like to teach children? I'm already having a headache with these kids in the studio. You know, how do you keep these kids under control?
Well, you just be their friend. That's where
that's the way to go.
Yes, sir.
Not to threaten them with the cane and things like
those
that.
Those things really don't work these days anymore. Just be their friend. Get them to when people like you, they would respect you. Children are like that. When they like somebody, they would want to do a lot of things that person likes. So
okay, that's the way to go about. Would you recommend that also for the home, where rather than be strict with your child, you should be their friends? For upcoming mummies.
I would recommend that a lot, sir. I think our parents are not really having time to be friends with their children, aside from giving rules of do's and don'ts. And they mirror us. The children mirror adults. So when they see you do something and you tell them don't do it, it's strange to them. They don't understand.
So that's why they're also picking up our bad behavior sometimes.
Definitely, they would do that.
What are you worried about the future of these children? In between all this happy clapping, I'm looking at them and I'm asking myself, what kind of Nigeria are these children growing into? You deal with them daily, you know. I wonder if you have that worry and how you reconcile that in your mind.
I have the worry too, but we are hopeful. There are a couple of us, we Nigerians, that are passionate about the country and we are hoping to change the narrative. So I'm hopeful.
Abi teacher is going to go into politics.
You never know. I might.
You might. That would be nice to know.
I might, sir.
That would be nice to know. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, which of these kids can sing us another song? Which one of them can sing us another song? Nati Boku, are you sure that you can sing a song?
What do you want to sing?
Which song do you want to sing? Nati Boku, where now? Which one? Now, don't roll the chairs. These chairs are not, they are not swings. Okay. Philip, help me stop these two kids from rolling the chairs. I just hope I don't get in trouble with these kids. Okay, that's better. Good, good. Let us stay in one place. I thought...
I don't want to say anything.
You know, I'm not asking you now. Did I ask you to say anything? I'm not asking you. I was a teacher before. I was as a teacher during my youth service. But I taught children who are older, you know. But then what you said then did apply then, but I think it applies now. Mrs. Eke, you run a school. Abby, you run a school. What are the difficulties you have in running a school these days? Who is breathing into the microphone? Somebody has put his nostrils in the microphone. Hey, put her nostrils. Okay, please, Mrs. Eke, grab that. Brother.
Good morning, sir.
Where are we now with, you know, with our private schools? I know, let's talk about fees because that one is a given. What bothers me more is the security now in the schools for these children. I hope proprietors are being encouraged to beef up security in the schools.
Yes, we are being encouraged. We have to. I mean, every private school, I feel now, should have security cameras. It has become imperative for us to have security cameras to know what's going on, you know, and you just have to be you have to be on your guard at all times.
At all times.
Watching, monitoring, when they cough funny, when they look funny. You know, you have to watch them.
I think it's even worldwide, considering what happened in the United States a few days ago.
Yes, yes, yes.
But we don't have any of those mad people here yet, just yet.
No, not yet. Hopefully not.
I'm sure all of you will know if you've been watching CNN.
Yes.
Some nutter went into the schools and shot so many of these students.
May it
not be our portion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Do I hear an amen?
Amen.
Are you sleeping?
No.
No.
No, sir.
Sleeping.
Did I introduce myself to you? Who knows my name? Yes.
Jimmy Disu.
Ha. Yes.
Jimmy Disu.
Ha. Yes.
Jimmy Disu.
Yes.
Grandpa.
That's an old name.
Oh my God! Okay, let me take another corner. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
No, I'm talking to somebody on the phone. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, Jimmy Disu.
How are you?
Fine, sir. Good evening, sir. My name is Kimde Ebube.
Ebube, how are you?
Fine, sir.
How old are you?
7 years old.
Do you want to sing a song for me? Happy Children's Day.
Yes, sir.
I have sing. Let me hear you.
Children's Day is fun. Children's Day is fun. I love children. I love children. Children are good. Today is the day to celebrate children.
Thank you. Let us clap for Ebube. Ebube, are you nearby?
Sir?
Where do you live? Where are you calling from?
Isheri Olofi.
You are too far from here. I wanted you to join us for ice cream, but you are too far. So what do we do? How do we get Ebube?
You promised me last year.
I promised you last year that what?
That is, I will come.
Okay, yes, okay. That you should have come for this program.
Yes, sir.
Okay, by the grace of God, next year I will invite you, Ebube. I will invite you. Ha! Does your daddy know my number?
Yes, sir.
And tell your daddy to call me, okay?
Okay, sir.
I will have you with me specially. Only me and you will do a program one day. Nobody else. Because you are special, okay?
Is it your private line?
Yes, my private line. I even know the difference.
My daddy doesn't have it.
You know? Okay. Do you have ask your daddy if he has Uncle Philip's line.
No.
Okay, tell him to, tell him, how do we do this now? Philip, capture this number downstairs. Or can we capture it here? Okay, we'll get your number. Don't worry, we'll get your number.
Okay,
sir. Okay, baby. We have to pick another one now. Hello, good morning. Okwele, we have another one. Hello, morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning. Yes. Morning.
Our name is Ayamide
and Femito. Yeah, two of you can't talk at the same time. There is Ayomide and there is Fumito. Temito. Okay. Let us hear Temito very quickly. Temito, yeah, talk. 1 minute. Bam. Oh, yeah.
Yesterday was my birthday.
Really? How old were you yesterday?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
8 years old.
Yeah, 8 years old.
Yes.
What did you do yesterday that was your birthday?
I celebrated it in school.
Okay. Let us quickly sing happy birthday to you for Temitope. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you.
Take it.
Hooray!
All right, we talk about happy birthday. Happy Children's Day, kids.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, yeah. Good morning.
Yeah, Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Morning, how are you?
The man who said he wants to be fire brigade.
Yes.
The moment he said that, do you know what I said? I said,
Ari. Ari, nobody, Mr. K, they're talking about you. He wants, yes. He said he wants to be in fire brigade. But it's nice at his age. How old is he?
How old is he?
How are you? He's patriotic. He want, yeah. Don't talk into the mic. Don't breathe into the mic. No, not you, Chris. These are the kids. I have kids here. They're scattering my head.
My daughter's birthday. Evelyn Obianuju Anwuka.
Where is she?
Yes, sir.
Where is she now? I want to talk to her now.
Oh, no. I'm at a workplace.
Run home and come back and let her before. Okay, wherever she is, Obianuju, happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
Chris, help me tell her that Jimmy Disu says happy birthday to her. That's what all the kids call me anyway.
Thank you, sir.
And I don't mind it. Okay. Okay, yes. Hello. Hello, good morning. Hello. The two teachers are doing fashion parade here. Hello, morning.
My name is Paul.
Hello, yes.
I'm a children.
You cannot be a children. How old are you? You are a child. Repeat after me, I am a child.
I am a child.
Good. Clap for yourself first for that one. What's your name? What's your name?
What is it?
What is your name?
Paul.
Paul. How are you? Happy Children's Day. What are you doing? What are you doing now? Are you at home or you are in school or where?
I'm at home.
Are you celebrating Children's Day? How are you doing it?
I'm celebrating it by singing.
By singing?
Yes.
Okay. Where do you live?
I live in Ogun State.
You are far from us, so we can't ask you to come and join us to have ice cream. But we will pass it to you through other means. Thank you. Okay. Let's get our last caller, then we continue with our fun here. Hello. Hello?
Hello, sir.
Yes, what's your name?
Hello, sir.
Hello, my darling. How are you? What's your name?
My name is Foodstuff.
Your name is what?
Foodstuff.
Foodstuff. I didn't hear that. Princess.
Yes.
Your name is Princess.
Foodstuff.
I can't hear that. Let's just take another call then. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? What's your name?
My name is Augustine Joanne.
Slow down. Really, repeat it again.
My name is Eze Augustine Joanne.
Joanne, how are you? How old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
You're 9 years old. Happy Children's Day. What are you doing? Tell me. Talk to me.
Nothing.
You're just at home. You're not doing anything. You're not celebrating Children's Day. Nothing at all.
I'm celebrating Children's Day.
Tell your daddy to take you out and tell your daddy to take you out later today and buy you some nice ice cream and nice things. Okay?
My dad told me that on Sunday he's going to carry us out.
Okay. But it should take you out first today and then take you out again on Sunday. This is Children's Day. It should take you out today. Okay?
Okay, sir.
All right. Okay. Let me take a breather. Let me take a breather from those calls. Philip, do you think she might need water or something? She's coughing or something like that. These kids are a handful. Okay, so we have just about 4 or 5 more minutes. You want to say something? What do you want to say?
When are we going to wear the headphones?
When are we going to wear? The headphones. When are you going to wear the headphones? If you wear them now, they're in front of you. Please wear headphones for her. You can wear them, yes. But handle them carefully, gingerly, carefully. Philip, sort him out. Oh, you wanted to wear the headphones. Please take their photographs with the headphones. That is the only way they can tell people that, are you happy now?
Yes.
Are you comfortable?
Yes.
Joshua is not happy because he doesn't have headphones. Can somebody please give him headphones? Philip, put my headphones. Do you want this small one? This one is better. You know, for those of you listening at home, I've had him headphones on phone. He doesn't want that. He's upset. What do we do now? I have a problem.
What are we going to do now, Grandpa?
What am I going to do now? Okay, come round. Come and wear my own headphones. I can do without. I make a sacrifice for the fireman.
Are you serious?
I'm serious now. You see, we wear my own headphones. Carefully, but you will stay here quietly.
Then I'll take it from you.
No. You won't do that. Now you can wear the headphones. Good. So all of us are wearing headphones. We are all happy.
Is yes. Right?
Okay. Now we have to sing a song before the program comes to an end. A very quick song. Which song are we going to sing? Let us sing the national anthem, okay?
Yes.
Yes, let's sing the national anthem to end the program. Let's go now. 1, 2, 3.
Arise, O combat champ!
Yes.
Nigeria's Kalobe, to serve our fatherland. We love our strength and faith. The labor of our heroes past shall never be in vain. To serve with hearts and minds, one nation bound in freedom, peace and unity.
To the listeners at home, say Happy Children's Day to everybody.
Happy Children's Day.
And bye-bye.
Bye.
Say bye-bye to Jimmy Disu.
Bye-bye, Jimmy Disu.
All right, God bless you all. Okay, that's where we'll put what a day. What a day. That's where we'll put an end to this for today. And I really did have fun, you know, very relaxing with all the political tension here we had. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I'll be back here again tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, the discourse. And I'll be here with Yemi Candid Johnson, SAN, and also my good friend, Osa, who, let me repeat for the umpteenth time because I'm jealous, is cooling it off in Scotland as we speak. So we'll be able to, the three of us will take a look at the development. It is Lagos that concerns us the most now. And see, and Yemi is coming specifically also because he's a lawyer, and he's going to be pointing out whether there are any loopholes to be looked at. And so after that, then we'll continue this Wahala next week. Enjoy yourselves and take your kids out, please. Let them at least see the sun. Take them out. I'd like to thank everybody. I'd like to thank Mrs. Ake. I'd like to thank a teacher. Your name again, please. Elizabeth. I can't be calling you teacher when I see you in public now. Eh? So I'd like to thank Isoke. Isoke, you had a good time, didn't you?
I did. Really tried my best.
You tried your best?
Yeah.
But it's a handful. You can't wait for these kids to be out of there.
I won't say that, but I have fun.
So I'd like to thank Uncle. Say thank you to Uncle Philip.
Thank you, Uncle Philip.
And thank you to Auntie Isoke.
Thank you, Auntie Isoke.
Isoke, when you are getting married, you already have a bridal team.
Fantastic.
I'll see you all tomorrow at 9. Oh yeah, let's get out of here.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. 99.3